Hello and welcome back to the Brain BS Podcast. This is Maureen Kafkas, the Brain BS Coach, here to tell you about my day 11 and day 12 of being on the road. So last time I spoke on here, I was going to spend the day in Santa Fe, check things out, and was looking forward to it. And it was like, it said the weather was going to be bad, but I was just like, I knew the weather wasn't going to be bad, and it wasn't. It ended up being a beautiful day. We walked around, but the first thing we did in the morning at the La Fonda Plaza Hotel is where I stayed. I'm gone from there now, so I can tell you, I loved that hotel. It was perfect for my situation and being with the dogs by myself, because they could be in the lobby and on the outskirts of restaurants, but not in them. So it worked out great that I got to spend the majority of time with them at the hotel, and everything I needed was right there in walking distance, because I haven't been too inspired to drive other than on each leg of the journey. Anyway, that morning, there's a great pastry shop in that hotel, and I got a latte and I sat down and with the dogs, and we were sitting there, and a gentleman walked up and he sat down across from me. So we started talking, saying hi. Everybody talks to you when you have the dogs. And it turned out that he was there for to scatter his wife's ashes, who had died. I think they were married 46 or 47 years. And we were talking about it, and it was just like, oh, my heart ached for him. I was going to say broke for him, but it didn't, because he was like, he understood that none of, you know, life is not permanent. And when you have a loved one who's suffering so much, it's almost a relief when they're not suffering anymore. And apparently she had oral cancer, so it was pretty rough. Anyway, we had the best conversation, and we talked about, you know, how I deal with death. And I mean, I'm always up for talking about death. I know your average person isn't, but I mean, let's face it, we're all going to die. So it probably is something you might want to consider and think about. And I was also just so grateful for divine timing and me being in the right spot at the right time to have a really good conversation with him and just plant a couple seeds for him to think about moving forward, and how just because someone dies doesn't mean the relationship's over. And sometimes you can be even closer because you can be more honest and communicate with them energetically in a way that you didn't when they were alive. So we were really, I was really glad I was in that position. And I also am really glad that when I'm out and about, my nose is not in a phone. Not to say if I'm working, it's not, because it is, because I'm online for work. But when I'm in that kind of atmosphere, I want to meet people. I want to talk about them. And I look forward to the opportunity to help somebody in any way I can. And having that energy and being open to it and being in a position where I can have uncomfortable conversations and talk to people about stuff that's emotional feels really good that I did all this work and I'm in a position to do that. So I highly recommend doing work on yourself and then being open to the opportunities of all the different ways that you can serve and you can support another human that's in need. And it just happened to be perfect timing that we were sitting there. No such thing as coincidences. Anyway, the day progressed. We went walking all over. And my Birkenstocks and my hamstrings got really tight. Santa Fe is really cool. The dogs didn't really like doing Canyon Road. But the sculptures on that street are just out of this world. It's just a really neat town. It would be easier to not deal with the two dogs when I'm trying to like shop and do that kind of stuff. But everywhere we went, people loved them, of course. And then in the evening, I ended up taking the dogs. So I decided to go to just have dinner in the hotel. I had talked to some guys in the park during the day, and they told me about really good restaurants. And one of them looked kind of fancy, and the other one was tapas and stuff. And I was just like, you know, here we are, day 11 and 12. I'm like tired of eating out, going out, being on the road. I'm definitely ready to be in Santa Barbara on Monday. I'm looking forward to that. But so I ended up leaving the dogs because we were out all day. So I left them in the room and I went to the hotel lobby because I saw a guy down there and he said he was playing music there. So I went and I sat at the bar and I had dinner, and the music was off to the side and nobody paid any attention to me because I didn't have ginger and basil, which cracked me up. There was like, yeah. So it was like, it was okay. I had a BLT avocado. It was good. But then after that, I went and got the dogs and we went outside into this park and there was a musician singing and his name's Johnny Lloyd. And he played this song and it was like haunting and it was so good. And I loved it. And he's got this long white beard and I just thought he was so cool. And he had a dog there. I didn't know if he was like just a street performer or if he actually had a career or what his story was. But I told him, I'm like, oh my gosh, that song and listening to it in Santa Fe in the plaza at nighttime and nobody else was around but me. I was like, that was definitely one of the highlights of my trip. It just spoke to my soul when he was singing that song and I loved it. So I went up and started talking to him and asked him if he would be on the podcast. And he said, yeah. And I said, I love to talk to people who live an authentic life and they don't care what anyone else says. And I just think that you're so cool and it would be so awesome. And he's like, yeah. He's definitely going to come on the podcast. And then, so then the next day when I left yesterday to drive from Santa Fe to Arizona, I listened to him for like the first 3 hours of the trip. I hear I am thinking, the poor guy might be homeless or whatever. He's been playing music forever and has so many songs on Spotify that it didn't even run out by the time I changed the channel. So that was pretty cool and fun. I went to bed that night and was like, I don't like when I have to get up early. And I knew I was going to have dinner with friends in Arizona that next evening. So I set the alarm and I must have done something with the time zones and it went off at 4. Of course, it took forever to fall asleep because I was worried about having to wake up early. Anyway, all the things that I normally worry about, like gas for some reason, filling up the gas tank and making sure I'm not in the middle of a desert with no gas station available, seems to be a thought that my brain wants to keep offering me. But I got up early, it was super easy. Got to a gas station, got out of town, did the drive. The drive, I also, brain BS, thought it was going to be like completely flat and brown and nothing interesting. I was worried when I went into Santa Fe that I would have to deal with inclines and, switchbacks and like scary heights and stuff. And it never occurred to me that when I was leaving Santa Fe and going to Arizona, that that's when I should be worried about it. And there were times where I got very scared. And a sort of like a little bit of highway hypnosis. Like the one time I looked at my speedometer in 77, and I'm on these winding roads and they're up high. And I was just like, oh my God. I still get kind of heart palpitations when I think about it today, and my stomach flips. Heights just really kind of freak me out. When I'm driving in the car. So I'm not sure what that's about, but I need to work on that if I'm gonna be, wanting to travel. It was a really big deal in Aspen. I had a major problem with it, even when I wasn't driving the car. It just freaked me out. Anyway, so that was a little bit scary, but oh my God, the scenery was spectacular. It was amazing and such a treat because I wasn't expecting it. The other thing I want to say here is I was so convinced the dogs were going to have a horrible time on this trip and that it was going to be so difficult for them, but I did envision that it wouldn't be right before I went to sleep. And the dogs did not make a peep. It's the best they've been in the car since this whole trip started. It was unbelievable to me. And the one time I stopped because I thought they would probably want to stop and get out of the crate, they wouldn't even get out. Like they refused. So I was just like, oh my gosh, it was so easy. It wasn't that hard at all. It ended up being like 7.5 hours. And I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna have to keep bragging about my dogs because they are freaking amazing. They are the best traveling companions you could possibly ask for. So that was brain BS too, that I thought they would have a hard time on the trip. They didn't. They did better than ever. That part of the trip was really the part I was most concerned about. I'm also a little worried about going through the LA area to get home, but all in all, yep, everything was fine. Wasn't nearly as big a deal as my brain was trying to make it out to be. So I got here early. I didn't shower before I left. I just got into the car and wanted to arrive here. Got here in time to shower and get cleaned up before I went to the Sturgeons, Pat Sturgeon's house, and then RJ, and then other relatives came and a friend of Pat's I met. And it was really nice and funny, and he's got the coolest backyard. He's even got a putting green back there, a pool and outdoor TV, and it's really cool, fire pit. I'll be hanging out there again today for a little bit to watch the Ohio State game and have dinner with them again. And let's see what else. Today we went to Ginger and Basil are like absolutely loving being in the bed. I don't even know what's gonna happen when we get to Santa Barbara and they're not allowed to be in our bed. They're not gonna like it, but it has been so awesome sleeping with them. I love it. And if my husband would let them, I would definitely have him in the bed. But I respect the fact that he doesn't want that. I really do. I can understand why people don't want their dogs in their bed. So I'm okay with that. I'll just create opportunities where I go on little trips with them and they get to sleep with me that way. And their dogs are good at compartmentalizing. Anyway, speaking of the dogs, today we went to the farmers market in Old Scottsdale, which is really cool market. It's big. So I got stuff there and I got gifts for the family for the trip, my little Thanksgiving gifts. I decided to get them. And then we went to this the Day of the Dog pet show, and there was bazillions of dogs. And Ginger and Basil were just like, what is going on? They were really good, but they were over it. They're just like, they've been put in so many new situations and different things, and I could not ask for better pets. They have been amazing on this trip, but today I think they were just like exhausted. So we are chilling now, and I came back and I wanted to do the podcast episode and get that done while it was fresh in my mind, because these days are all kind of coming together. And I can't believe that the trip is almost over. That I only have to lug this shit in and out of my room one more time, out of here one more time, and then one more stop, and then I'll be in Santa Barbara on Monday. I'm excited about Palm Springs because my hotel is right next. It's close by to this restaurant called Elmer's, which is like kind of a old famous like breakfast place, but it's open all day. And they have this gigantic lemon pancake. It's to die for. It's so good, and it's only 10 minutes from my hotel. So I'm excited. I'm definitely doing that. And yeah. Then I'll be checking out Joshua Tree also, I think. Or I might wait with my husband. I don't know. I'm definitely ready to get back to a normal routine, get back to working. And also, I started talking with my nephew a ways back, and he was talking about how he would like to hear like normal people who don't know anything about brain BS come on the podcast and get coached and have them talk about things. So if this is any of you and you would want to come on, it could be about anything. It could be about not being able to lose weight. It could be about not being able to take your dog on a road trip. It could be about a pesky coworker that's really been bothering you. It could be about wanting to buy a car, but you can't make up your mind. Like, I don't care what it is. It could be as deep as you want it to be, or it could be, I don't like your nervous system has to support whatever you come on and talk about. And there are going to be people, even if we don't say your name, not that I have like thousands of people listening to my podcast, but I just want you to have a comfort level with that, with whatever topic we discuss. But I would love to get people to see in real time how this thought work and this mind-body connection work, like how it changes the results that you get in your life and how beneficial it is. Because my nephew said that he doesn't feel like that's being translated, and I appreciated that feedback. So I'll do whatever I can to get people to understand the power of this work. And I actually think leading by example and being willing to go first on a lot of different things that I've already started doing and I intend to keep doing is the best way to do that. And I want to introduce to you that if you do this work, if you go through the program with me, I can show you how to be a leader and how to have a ripple effect on your family and then everyone connected to your family. It really does. It has such an impact, and it does take courage to go first, and it has to take a willingness to be transparent and go within and find those things about you that you don't like. But then you come to realize that you really don't have to hide it, because we all have it, and that it's really not a problem. It's a part of life. And when you have those uncomfortable emotions, they're just giving you a message that there's something that you need to be looking at that you're kind of overlooking. So that's it. That is all I have for you today. I am going to get cleaned up and get ready to watch the Ohio State game. Michigan almost lost, which I wanted them to. Well, I'm not going to go there with the whole Jim Harbaugh thing, because I have a lot of thoughts on it, and I don't want to alienate my Michigan fans here who listen to the podcast. But, talk about brain BS. Anyways, okay, I hope everybody has a great day. Enjoy your college game day. College football is the best, and I will talk to you tomorrow.